My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Take calls from Commanders fans on the news over the weekend from Mark Ein on Kevin Sheehan's podcast. He said on the stadium search, looks like 7 to 9 years is the time frame, with 2030 likely being the early end of the stadium search. Also reemphasized that rebranding isn't the top priority currently. Which of those two items, as a Commanders fan, is more upsetting to you?
I guess the stadium, if I had to pick one of the two. I would drive in, but just being in Las Vegas last week or whatever, and just driving by that Allegiant Stadium every day, literally right in front of it, I was like, wow, that thing looks incredible. Like, I would like, listen, I'll go, if my skins are winning or whatever and I have tickets, I'll go wherever, I don't care. But it would be nice to go to a game that happens to be at an incredible venue.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that, of course, that would be nice, but I'm not going to a game because
it would change your experience.
And I'm sure that this ownership group, once they pick where it's going to be, that they're going to have the most state of the art stadium that they can erect.
Yeah,
like it's going to be. Like,
I would assume
amazing, but it's just a matter of you're gonna have to wait a long time for it, from the looks of it.
Yeah, and the name thing again, it's just that we've been through this so many times, and I do think. At some point, you become embarrassing when you change your name every year. And we would be, I feel like we would fall prey to it. Maybe in 5 years, I'll feel different. Maybe in 5 years, I'll be like, you know what? It is time. Let's change the name.
I think it's more embarrassing just to have probably the worst name in the NFL.
Commanders.
Personally.
I mean, guess I've
Valdez
used
and I were kicking around.
Extent.
Can you think? I mean, and Drab was saying, well, there's a bunch of terrible names. I was like,
in the NFL?
I don't know if there's a bunch. There might be a few, but I think most of the team names.
What are embarrassing in the NFL?
But you're used to them.
That part is true.
I mean, I would argue the Cleveland Browns is a terrible
name. That's not a great name. Understood. Named after, you know, their old owner. Bad team name.
I don't think
Tennessee Titans, bad team name. Don't love it.
A lot of them. I mean, a lot of the animal ones you're used to, but even the newer ones. Jaguars, Panthers are horrible names. I mean, if they named your franchise that, you'd be like, this is garbage. What are we, in high school?
have to say that I'm used to all those. That never occurred to me that they're horrible.
I know, but as my friend Van just texted me, EB, you can't say debating the name is dumb and trivial when you're very emotional about the Redskins name.
Because that's the only name
that people want. I know, but the branding is important to you.
Branding is important, but I also think it's embarrassing when you change your names every 2 years. So, we lost the battle.
We lost.
What's one more? You've already changed the name.
If I'm Josh Harris, I'm going to walk in and say, Commanders is just it's terrible. We need to move it up the priority list to rename.
I don't see an obvious name that is just so markedly better and identifiable and at this point
that
I have to change it. Like, I find flaws in all the names.
Sure.
If you want to call them the Red Wolves,
Can you imagine how confused? I mean, obviously, Commander fans, Skins/Commander fans mm-hmm. would be on point with it. But how confused the rest of the country would be if the Commanders change their name next year to Red Wolves?
Like, you don't even know who you're talking about.
Who are the Red Wolves?
I don't buy into that because this franchise has been so downtrodden and irrelevant that most people aren't paying attention to what the team's name is.
But they would be confused because it would be the fourth name in 5 years.
I think it's embarrassing when you change your name every 2 years.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing that we changed it at all.
I think Commanders is embarrassing.
All right, let's touch the speaker.
I think Commanders is embarrassing, but I've gotten used to it. And unlike most people, I like the name Wizards. If they change the name of the Wizards to, I don't know, some whatever new sexy name is out there, I would be against it.
I've tolerated Wizards. Never loved it.
I actually think it's a great name now. Washington
great,
Wizards.
Great is a stretch.
Wizards.
That is really a stretch.
It's a great name. Washington Wizards.
I just can't agree with you on that. You're on a Wizards Island there.
I think it's grown on me so much. Now, I don't think Commanders will grow on me, but it's grown on me enough that at least I know who we're talking about.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm in advertising, so first of all, the stadium bothers me the most. But on the name, you know, I don't know if folks really know the process for this on how this works. With all the register of the names, URLs, all this thing, there's a whole group of names that are out the door. You can't even go after them. Generally, the way this works is you'll hire two for a big business over $1 billion of revenue, and this is not $1 billion in revenue organization. You hire two agencies. You put them against each other. They go into a dark room. You've done focus groups. You've done polling. You know what people liked about the existing name, what they didn't like. They come out with different name schemes and branding, and then they sit down with the client. I'll be honest. How's Meta working for you? How was the Atlanta Thrashers working for you? Some people like the Kraken. I'm not sure what a Kraken is. The reality is it's extremely difficult to come out with a name that will really appeal to everyone. If you remember about the Wizards, the number two name was Sea Dogs.
Right.
You guys remember?
I remember the finalists are bad.
That would have been
like
atrocious.
The Sea Dogs, the Express, the Dragons, I think was a finalist. There might have been one other that we're forgetting.
Yeah.
So people do need to focus on how difficult it is to really make everybody happy. It's really impossible today.
That's right.
So you actually are Team EB.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, welcome to the right side. All right, thank you, Jim.
Okay,
appreciate
great.
It, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. I happen to agree. Like, it's just no obvious, like, if there was something obvious, I'd say, let's do it. Let's jump in. I just don't see, I have problems with all the names.
I really hope they're 32nd in the league and in merchandise sales. I hope, they have to be towards the bottom, but I'm praying that they're dead last.
They're not going to be. If Jaden's a hit, people will snatch him up. Jaden's a hit, people will snatch him
up. Let's hope that's the case.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Awesome show as always, man.
Thanks.
I'm 100% with you. You're absolutely correct on everything.
Thank you.
Permission to make a quick analogy that Mr. Cakes will certainly get. In regards to music with bands, you don't get the best equipment first. You don't. You worry about the music and getting it tight, right? We have this with the Redskins. We want our respect back. Let's win. You know what I mean? Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Kind of lost me the music analogy, but okay.
Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Andre.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Andre.
When I was on home before you guys, you know, started taking that call,
mm-hmm.
I'm on the standpoint of the stadium is our top priority. Now, why did it take so long? I don't know. But while on hold and hearing your first caller talk about the process, if they're planning on changing the name, now we don't need it tomorrow, but if you're going to build a stadium, then that name or a team's name needs to be painted on that stadium in and throughout. So why not just start the process with the name? as far as finding it. To me, the stadium is top priority. Am I pressed for a name? If you ask me as just one fan, I'm not pressed. I go back to Sonny Jurgens and Billy Kilmer. I'd be glad if y'all just win some games, man, and build right. the stadium and make that stadium a filled arena to go into like it was in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. That's what I want. I could care less about the name.
So do you want to change
slightly,
the name
but,
the same year that they enter the new stadium? Is that a bigger boom?
I really could care less. At first, I didn't like the Commander's name, but when I looked at myself, it was all about forgetting Snyder, forgetting how stupid we look as a team. But once we had the name for years, all right, it could be a better name, but I just think if you're planning on changing the name, I get it. The stadium is top 40. That's probably where all your brain cells are at right now. But if you're planning on changing the name, even though we don't need it tomorrow morning, start the process. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Let's go to Mo in Largo. My guy, Mo. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First off, I got to go with a statement that was made earlier that if the Wizards changed their name back to the Bullets, 100% of the fan base would be behind it. That's crazy. Especially with the climate of the city right now, that would be – nobody would be behind that.
I overstepped by saying 100%, but the majority of the current Washington Wizards fan base would support a move back to Bullets over Wizards. Even with the climate being what it is in the city.
I don't agree with that, especially with the actual name, the Bullets. With so much that's going on in the city, I don't think people are getting behind that. But
it's not going to happen. It's a dream, right?
Exactly.
We lost the Redskins battle. We lost the Bullets battle. It's a silly argument.
You know, we're at the crossroads of controversial names, apparently.
Okay, so as far as what really bothers me between these two topics, I would say the name. I mean, because as far as the stadium is concerned, I mean, if they're winning, I'm going to be there. Hell, I'm there even when they're not winning. But, you know, as far as the team name, it's just terrible. And then the merch is even worse. I mean, I would really prefer a rebranded effort if possible. I understand it's a hell of a process, but you know, that's what really bothers me personally, more so than the stadium, because, you know, regardless of, you know, where they are, I'm going to be there to support my team. So, you know, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about the subject.
All right. Thank you, Mo.
Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Will in Greenbelt. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Will, what's up, man?
Hey, Al Davis said it best. Just win, baby. I mean, you can go down the roster. There's nothing magical about the Bills, about the Browns, the Jets. There's nothing magical about those teams. You can go to Major League Baseball. You know, somebody already brought up the Kraken. What happens, those teams, the names have been around for a long time. People are used to them. But the main thing is winning. If you win, I mean, the Commanders, it's all right. It ain't that bad. I don't know why people, you know, recoil in horror. Oh, the Commanders, it's a name. You know, it's not the Kraken. So,
Some people think the Kraken's better.
I actually think the Kraken's a pretty cool name.
Kraken's a great name, actually.
I actually think it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, the Bullets doesn't do anything for me. I don't really see what's so magical about the Bullets name. You know, it's the history, but really, more than that, it's winning. And to me, the stadium is more important than the name by far. I don't really care about the name.
I don't worry about the stadium because I know that's going to get done. It may take 10 years to get it done, but that's getting done.
Okay, because I would consider that a dub. Team EB.
That's fine. If you want to claim a dub, it's fine.
I'm claiming a dub.
You're on the wrong side of history with accepting Washington Commanders
the name,
as a decent
you're just
gonna
team have to
name.
Deal
the
with
name
it
is awful,
years.
But anything they come up with at this point is going to be awful, in my opinion.
But it's going to be better than Commanders. Like, I just feel like it's a horrible name. It's a horrible legacy that they're continuing.
This is what I don't understand is Eric has this massive hate for Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And you let that old loser dictate your franchise.
It's just
that's whatever. You have the stink of Ron Rivera lasting with your team forever.
I actually don't think Ron picked the name.
I think Ron had major influence in the name.
I think he had influence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maybe that alone should be a hate call.
Your hate for this Ron era. And this Eric Bieniemy era and the Snyder era.
I mean, it was Dan Snyder's final double-barreled middle finger to the fan base, saddling them with a terrible name.
And I might even argue you hate Ron more than you hate Dan Snyder.
I really hate Ron.
And that's the guy. Yeah. And that's the guy who saddled you with this crappy name. This you will always remember Ron Rivera because of this name.
The difference is, I guess I don't think about Ron. I think your point is valid, but I don't think about Ron. When I hear the name, I hear disappointment. But
I think Ron haunts your dreams.
He's part of it.
He might, but he's not for this name. Honestly, I just think they just came up with a generic corporate BS name. Any loser could have. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that old loser that ran your team into the ground was in charge of that name.
We've been in the ground for 30 years.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And at 9:20, you'll have a chance to win a pair of HF Festival tickets and tickets to see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.